It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. $1 million in new state grants will help train HVAC technicians. The state is trying to rapidly expand heat pump adoption to meet its climate goals. Heat pumps are energy-efficient heating and cooling systems that reduce greenhouse gas emissions from buildings. State funding is going to 4 programs to train heat pump technicians, including at Colorado Mesa University Tech in Grand Junction and Red Rocks Community College in Lakewood. It'll fund mobile labs and curriculum development, as well as scholarships and recruitment. On the 81st anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the University of Denver turned a day of remembrance into permanent academic mission. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
As part of its Denver Difference campaign, the university has announced its first ever endowed professorship in Holocaust and anti-Semitism awareness. The university made the announcement at a state capitol ceremony where Governor Jared Polis joined Holocaust survivors to honor the legacy of those lost. DU Provost Elizabeth Laboa says the position isn't just about history. It's about turning Denver into a global hub for applied scholarship to help future generations confront hate, racism, and anti-Semitism. The role builds on 50 years of work at DU's Center for Judaic Studies. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado voters will decide in November if local law enforcement should work more closely with federal immigration authorities. If approved, Initiative 95 would create new requirements for when police officers, sheriff deputies, and prosecutors have to communicate with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They would have to notify the agency when they charge someone whose immigration status is in question, if the person has a prior felony conviction, or is being charged with a violent crime. The measure would amend the state constitution and would need at least 55% of the vote to pass. It's backed by conservative nonprofit Advance Colorado. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.